listening to Full Power Living with Eileen Dillon.
Welcome to Full Power Living, the only show on international media that's dedicated to the exploration and understanding of emotions and their role in human life. I'm Eileen Dillon, your show creator and host. When I began Full Power Living in 2004, my goal was to help my listeners understand and work with the power and importance of their own emotions. And what that meant to me was that we could talk about anything because emotions are involved in every aspect of human life. And each one of us can get very emotional about what happens or doesn't happen in the course of our own lives. We also feel strongly in reaction to the people who are in our lives and the things we experience in our problems or challenges. And because all of this is dynamic and changing, we're usually faced with puzzles that we need to solve and questions to which we don't have answers. Or perhaps we do have the answers. We just don't know where to look. All we have to do, really, is to connect with our own higher self, the highest and best part of ourselves. And my guest today is going to demonstrate for you how this can be done. Think about the questions that you have that you would like answers to, and call on our toll-free number, 888-498-0570. That's 888-498-0570. For more than a year now here at Full Power Living, we've been offering you an amazing resource, your own higher self, as conveyed by both the founders and by certified Accessing Universal Intelligence mentors. And in this process, which you can find out more about if you go to discoverui.com, the mentor hears your question and then communicates with your higher self to get your own answers to your own burning questions. So those answers actually come from your higher self, and they're tailor-made from you. And today, our mentor, Jana Arner, whom we advertised would be here, she was unable to appear because of illness, but she has rescheduled to appear on February 19th. Instead, I have another very fine mentor, which our producer has recognized as a muse at large, Dakey Fox. And she's here to respond to your questions. So, again, call 888-498-0570. And I think you'll love the experience of communicating with your higher self and getting information from that field of infinite possibilities that Deepak Chopra talks about. And remember, there is no stupid or unimportant question. Years ago in the spiritual awareness classes that I took, we were advised that if a question occurs to you, it is important enough to ask. So call 888-498-0570. Well, who is Dakey Fox? We're calling her Full Power Living's muse at large, and she is indeed a Renaissance woman. I've known her more than 30 years. She's incredibly intelligent. She's trained as a social worker, and she's spent her adult life supporting and working with people in various ways, as a coach, as a teacher of empathy, as a teacher of applied spiritual principle and right living. And over the years, she's also co-hosted Full Power Living several times, and she and I co-hosted a show on the Women's Information Network that we called Building Conscious Families. For several years, she facilitated group and individual meetings with Hilarion, as channeled by John Fox. Dakey is an amazing person who has discovered her most extraordinary abilities honed through her training with the Universal Intelligence Group. And part of her message is that you and all of us have the capacity to do what she is doing, communicating with her own higher self and yours. It is indeed my great honor and pleasure to welcome our muse at large and my dear friend, Dakey Fox. Hi, Dakey.
Oh, hello, Eileen. How are you this morning? You sound great.
Oh, good. That's really good. Dakey, can we start by talking about what are some of the different kinds of things that people can get answers to?
Well, you know, sometimes you just want a reassurance and an affirmation on decisions that you've made. But sometimes it's a matter of what is the right road for me to go down? what is important about this situation, or what does it mean to talk to my soul? I wish that we were more conversant with our soul. I wish that everyone knew how easy it is to talk to the essence of oneself, to be the essence of oneself, and to learn how to share that in the world. That would be on the top of my wish list, because then you would have all the answers and realize that life is a discovery process, and we do come here to accomplish something, come into life, come into the world to accomplish something, but mostly it's just a discovery process, and we kind of take it as we go, which is why Paul's muse at large is kind of very amusing. I'm very impressed, Paul. Thank you so much. I might use that. I'm not sure if that answered your question, Eileen, but what people ask can be anything. It doesn't even have to be in the form of a question. Let me just put it that way.
Wow.
This is a life inquiry. This is a process of, it's the intimate talking to oneself. And I think that's the nature of conversation, is that in many ways we're always talking to ourselves. And then we include others in the circle. And so this is a way of reigniting that conversation that each person has with themselves and the essence of who they are and why they've chosen to come alive on the planet.
Wow. That's a really nice thing. You remind me of our friend Steve, whom you know, Dakey. And when he was helping me fix up my house for sale many years ago, I realized that he talked to himself all the time, out loud. And I said something to him about it, and he said, I'm going to tell you, he was a carpenter, I'm going to tell you the same thing I tell the guys at work. If there were somebody more interesting around to talk to, I'd talk to them. I think that's pretty relevant for what we're doing here, too. Who could be more interesting to talk to than an aspect of yourself? And, you know, one of the things I've been aware of in my own work, Dakey, is that these times, I don't think anybody could argue that we're going through transition and transformation. And especially recently, I became aware that so many people are going through major changes. Things are falling apart for them. Things are happening with their friendships. They're getting ill. They're doing all kinds of changing. And you help people a lot. So I want to have you talk to me about some of the changes you have helped people through recently. What are some of the kinds of changes that you're running into?
Things like, you know, that decision I made back 4 decades ago, I need to revisit that. Or, I had the inspiration to call and talk to someone that I went to grade school with, you know, before I retire. There's this looping experience with our earlier sense of ourselves, people coming up from the past, our inspiration to seek out those that we knew in a previous profession, perhaps, or a job we had before, a marriage, a relationship. Well, I'd say that is certainly a theme, things like that. And I have, what that is about is the integrity of our lifetimes. You know, we can separate even from what happened yesterday, and today is a new day. But then there's a continuity. There's also the fact that we have a continuity that since we were born and until we die is like one breath. And I think that this resurgence that I'm seeing in people revisiting principles, decisions, and people that they've known decades before, has this quality of looking for that one breath of life, this one purpose, for some clues as to what is our essence, because our essence is with us no matter what job we're doing or what relationship we're in or even how we're feeling. We are still who we are at some fundamental level, and to change, we need to own and identify that. That's definitely something, are the decisions and people and experiences of the past, and in a way making peace with them, but more importantly, I think integrating them. And then there are, interestingly enough, many people who are looking towards a future and don't know how to orient themselves in terms of choosing a pathway or making decisions. I myself have been challenged with that across the past number of years. And I believe that's because there is so much changing that even not knowing what we want or what way to go can be an insight into what we do know about ourselves and the truth that we're telling. And so there's a seeking of truth about what's going on around and outside of us and what is the truth about what do I really want. And I think there's a depth to what do I really want. And it's like, and what do I want more than that that we're looking to affirm? It's not just, I don't just want to be satisfied or wealthy or fulfilled even. What do I want even more than that? And so it could be considered and feels like at first a grasping when really it's an opening that we're experiencing. And understanding that difference is often what is coming through for people.
Well, it's really wonderful because a lot of people, now, and I'm sure that's not true for most of the people who listen to our show, but a lot of people are not in the habit of thinking themselves as a soul on a human journey. There's a lot of discussion going on in the parent lists that I follow on the internet, for example. I had the realization of how a relationship I had in the first 2 years of my life has been impacting me now that I'm in my 70s in the relationship with my husband. Now, I've looked at things like that before, but this one, and of course I've worked with UI and attempted to open this up. This one just popped into my head as I woke up. This one was just given to me. And it's my impression that the veil, if you will, the distinction between where we are living daily lives and wherever this information is, we could call it the field of all-knowing or universal intelligence or whatever, the veil between those two is getting much thinner. And all we need to do really is look and or ask, and we can find out information.
Yeah, I love what you're saying here, Eileen, that, you wake up in the morning and have a gift waiting for you of insight that is, from what you're saying, I think you're mentioning it as life-changing, in that it's just a new perspective, perhaps. That is a thinning of the veils, but it's been there all along. You have allowed yourself to listen to it and to honor it, too, as to pay attention to it, because we hear a lot of things. And, did you ever hear the phrase, water off a duck's back? We don't always listen to what we hear. What made it different for you that you listened to this and took it into your heart, for instance? That would be I'd love to hear what you have to say about that.
It's part of who I am, and it's part of what I've been learning through the UI work that I've done. And that is that, I guess it goes all the way back to the fact that once we arrive on the earth, we start developing beliefs, and these beliefs eventually form belief system. And beliefs, to me, are essentially things that have happened enough times so that we think they're real. And what I learned in UI is that actually hardly any of them, if any of them, hardly any of them are real. For example, let me just go to what I uncovered, which you know about, but I want to tell everybody who's listening. What I uncovered is when I was a very tiny baby, from practically the moment that I was born, my birth mother did not take good care of me. However, I had a sister who was 22 months older than me, who was a very bright little girl. And my sister, essentially, connected to her, I attached to her. For those of you who are interested in attachment theory parenting, I attached to my big sister, and she played games with me. She paid attention to me. I give her credit for saving my life. But in the meantime, I was abandoned to the point where I was left with a babysitter when I had whooping cough and not seen again for 3 days. I nearly cut my right foot in half by jumping down on an open folded back tin can, and I wandered the streets with my sister without food or clothing, to the point that my father was able to get custody of two little girls as a single father in 1945, practically unheard of. So what I really saw, now I've known all that stuff, but what I really saw is the fact that I was a little baby and I had no protection from another little baby, my sister. In other words, she could hit me, she could terrorize me, she could make me do things, she could pester me, she could do whatever, and there was no adult there to stop her. And I realized that that made me really angry and affected me in a lot of ways. And as my husband has gotten ill, and he has smothered me in a similar kind of way, I have been feeling angry toward him. And I didn't like it. And I've been looking for, what the heck's going on here? Why am I responding this way? All right. So I came into the world, Dakey, thinking I must protect myself. Otherwise, I'm going to be annihilated. I'm going to be wiped out. And that's not okay. So I have to be aggressive, and I have to be angry, and I have to watch out for anybody who's going to possibly annihilate me. So I developed that belief that if I didn't aggress and look after myself, I would be annihilated. And one of the things we've learned in UI is to look for the truth. The truth is that even when I was a baby and I went through all of those things, I was not annihilated. That was the thing that was astounding to me. I was not annihilated. And so I had to start thinking, who am I really? What kind of strength would it take to be an infant and a toddler and not be cared for effectively by the adults around me and be tyrannized by another little child? What would it take for me to survive, to make a life, to come out okay? Who is the person who did that? And that's when I got back to my soul and to who I really am and to the idea that I had things to learn by all of that. Once again, it led me to transformation.
Yeah, that is a really beautiful story and so easy to understand as you tell it, why you received it, why you took the message. Because I think from the get-go you said, how that message fit into such a huge pattern and illuminated it is what I'm hearing. And the truth of who you are just shined through, both in seeing your actions and how you've coped in a way, and also seeing the essence of who you are in terms of the resilience and the brilliance and the wisdom of what you bring forward. And it's like, oh, look, there I am. Hi!
Only you can say it that way. That's great. Yeah. I knew I was strong, but I never did really get, wow, what an incredible, think about it. Think about any little baby you know. My birth mother abandoned me at the babysitter when I was 3 months old and I had whooping cough, right? It's not like, and she said, I'll be gone for a few hours, and she didn't come back for 3 days. The babysitter took me to the doctor. All right. Think about setting up lessons for yourself to learn from when you're that vulnerable as a tiny infant. That was the thing that blew me out of the water.
Yeah. We really get to see what powerful creatures we are. Being human, being souls, that shows absolutely how strong and resilient and in some ways, although we're very also delicate, we're indomitable. And you picked up on that. That's what you needed in order to move forward. And that strength that came in so early for you is really appropriate, as you were saying a few minutes ago, about what is going on? Is there a thinning of the veil? The planet, is there things happening that just seem so odd? And, it's like we all kind of contemplate that. These are hard times, I mean. we all need that kind of strength that and resiliency that you learned innately in some ways, I guess, innately. It's not like you chose to learn it when you were 3 years old, but you did learn it. You did experience it, and it serves you well in a world that is becoming increasingly treacherous, it seems, as opposed to increasingly receptive and loving.
Well, that's definitely true. You know, I've been having so much fun talking with you, I've neglected to take a break. We need to take a break. Certified UI mentor Dakey Fox is my guest today, demonstrating how connecting with your own higher self offers information and direction that most of us don't think is available to us, but is available to us. Do give us a call at 888-498-0570, and Dakey can answer your questions. We'll be right back. You're listening to Full Power Living.
Eileen Dillon is a certified senior life mentor with Accessing Universal Intelligence. She's available to conduct mentoring sessions with you to help you understand, change, and evolve using the advice of your own higher self. You can be anywhere in the world. Sessions are conducted through Skype. For more information about these life mentoring sessions, fees, and how to register, go to www.emotionalpro.com and click on the mentoring link at the top. Get personally tailored assistance with your toughest life questions. Visit mentoring@emotionalpro.com today.
Welcome back to Full Power Living. I've got a few announcements, and among them, you just heard the announcement that I am an Accessing Universal Intelligence mentor. Dakey is also. So, Dakey, before I make my announcements, how could people get hold of you if they wanted to book a session with you?
Either way, from my email, which is my name, DekiFox@AOL.com, or through, if they check in with the program with you, they can make contact as well.
Okay, so that's, we say it Dakey, but it's spelled D-E-K-I. Thank you. And Dakey Fox, D-E-K-I-F-O-X at AOL.com. So let me remind you, too, that our programs are available through subscription on iTunes. Next week is January 22nd, and Dakey and I are both looking forward to having Dr. Bill Crane, who's a professor and author of a book called The Emotional Lives of Animals and Children, with us next week. We have an increasing cry for people to stay connected to nature, and especially to keep children connected to nature as part of our own human well-being. And so I know you'll enjoy hearing about the emotions that animals and children have in common, and how animals help children stay connected to themselves. Dr. Crane is a professor who teaches child development in New York. So please join me next week as we continue our mission of helping us all know the power and importance of human emotions. Our number today is 888-498-0570, 888-498-0570. And I want to give you a report, too. Last July, Accessing UI co-founder Daniel Rechnitzer came on our show to heal Lynette, who is a mother and grandmother who was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. She had cancer. And he did a healing, a UI healing with her. And we've been bringing you periodic updates on Lynette. Lynette actually works helping me and us with my husband's health issues. She works as a home health aide, and she's been working with us for the past 3 years. And I want to announce to you that Lynette is in full remission from the cancer, and last month she returned to work. She did opt to undergo both chemo and radiation treatment, so we can't tell you what actually healed her. We don't really know. Yet on the television show, What Doctors Don't Know, Daniel Rechnitzer demonstrates his ability to heal illnesses just like Lynette's without medical intervention. But the point is that all the things she did put together have caused her to go into full remission, and she's back into her life. You can check out the show, What Doctors Don't Know, at discoveraccessinguniversalintelligence.com. All right, today I'm talking with Dakee Fox, who is our muse at large here. I love that term. On Full Power Living, and she's a mentor in universal intelligence. So, Dakee, let's keep going with that. Really, really interesting discussion about the fact that we're here and we're unearthing things at a phenomenal pace. I remember a man I worked with in therapy probably a year or more ago called me up one day and said, all my friends are dropping out. They're getting angry with me. They're telling me they don't want to have anything to do with me anymore. People he'd known for 25, 30 years. And it became clear as I was working with him that most of these people were like dead wood in the man's life. They had not really been adding anything to his life. And he had been undergoing major changes. And so I talked to him about it, and he began to see it also, about the fact that these people were dropping out and it looked like something bad was happening, but in fact it was a very positive thing because the dead wood was being cleared out of his life and he didn't even have to do it. All he had to do was hang on through the change. And it seems to me that's the way a lot of things are happening these days. It looks like something awful is happening, but actually the change that is occurring is positive. What do you think?
Yeah, I very much agree. And it's like a harvesting as well as a trimming. I suppose what you said is like there were people in his life that weren't serving him as he went forward. So I want to reference one of the places I first learned this was, I think you mentioned it in the intro, that I used to participate in and work directly with a non-physical entity named Hilarion. And what they spoke about was a division of the life stream, which is really, it's being spoken of differently now by a number of other people as well. And it essentially amounts to making this transition to identifying with ourselves as energy beings and making this, yes, connection works, but it's not a very fancy word. Introducing the soul of who we are into the physical plane in a new way. Identifying ourselves as energy beings is to like become best friends with the essence and the energy of who we are. And there are many things that we learn and literally come here to learn, come into life and have the experience of life to manipulate the material world. And by material world, I mean the chair that I'm sitting on, the earth that I'm spinning on, and the activities of driving a car and having a job and making friends and, you know, living as a family. Those are all material world activities. Because at an energy level, we don't have those things to work with. So as we allow ourselves to make this shift and identify ourselves also as energy beings, there are things that we have been doing up until the point where we make this transition of not, and it's not like I'm leaving the material world behind. That is not going to happen. It's going to be that we also understand a higher potential of who we are. So, for instance, this person, this man that you spoke about, he has other gifts and other things that if he stayed doing that same little routine that he was doing, which was beneficial to him, he would not have access to a whole different, almost parallax view, something that runs parallel and has always been there. He wouldn't have the same kind of access to it, that there's a shift and a direction that goes towards identifying the energy of who we are. And this is good news. I could go on for a long time about this because it's very exciting to look at and see where that has begun to express itself in our material world. And I'll just mention a couple of them that I think are some of the clearest ones, because they, you know, involve a bit more science or demonstrative evidences. And it's the two that I think of are epigenetics, that have begun to identify, that is, epi above the genetics, above genome level. And we've always, I mean, we thought we were doing really good when we identified, oh, look, we got DNA. That's where everything comes from. Well, it turns out that the DNA and the genomes of who we are actually take direction from our minds and how we feel, and that many things don't even happen in the body unless our emotions around those things are activated and carry the little messages from organs and activities and even the DNA level to the brain to activate the body. That's pretty exciting. That's the energy level of who we are. And the other area that I see it in is, again, in relation to the mind and the brain, the rise of effectiveness and focused attention in the field of mindfulness, whether it is in a post-traumatic stress disorder situation, which, by the way, I definitely see that your early life was a post-traumatic stress disorder, and the mindfulness of bringing an appreciation to that and an acknowledgement of that is an extraordinary opportunity to heal it and see what's behind it, see the truth behind it, because we are all very traumatized, and mindfulness allows us to connect with that deeper sense of self, which is constant, and that is our energy being, and some call it the soul. So those two things coming forward are tools that help us to understand what it means to be energy beings. And like I said, I really could go on and on, so I'm just going to stop there and see if I've pinged into anything that you were speaking of.
Well, that's you talked about so much. I tell you what got kicked off inside of me is a conversation we were having together last week about emotions being the language of the universe, which is something that I've been investigating inside of myself. And you're talking about how things get activated not even in the body, but by the energy of emotion. And that seems like maybe the next place that we're going, and why helping people to wake up to their emotions is so important now, is what I've been seeing with emotions is that they are, if you will, some step-down energy. Energy, like if somebody were to think about the energy of God or a deity or an angel, I think most of us think of that as being a higher vibration, a faster vibration, a more intense energy than what we may have as a human. And yet, the energy that goes into emotions is that same energy of the higher being, of the universal intelligence, but it's stepped down, so it slows down a little bit, so that we can work with it while we're in our human body. And literally, then, it's the language of the universe, because it's the energy of the universe that we are given bite-sized pieces of in our emotions, so that we can learn to work with the energy of that emotion.
Yeah, I like that working definition as well, because this is us. It's an S, you know. It's like it's in us. We don't have to do anything different or special in order to be equipped, is what your message tells us. I think this works, that to understand somewhat metaphorically, the emotions that we have are like letters of an alphabet, and just as when we were younger, we learned letters, and then we learned how to use them and recognized language. It's a whole different language to enter into our the realm of ourselves as energy beings. And so emotions are the language of the universe. Makes perfect sense. And you're right, there are these little-sized bits. Many other variations, because just like our physical body, this is a complex realm that we're talking about. But again, in metaphor, I've heard a lot of people reference in the last 10, maybe even 20 years, that humanity seems to be in some kind of adolescent developmental phase. Of some rebelliousness and this and that. What if that really were true? You know, what if we are only just now, as a species, evolving and developing into the energy beings and incorporating that into who we are? It would be like the understandings that come once our bodies are fully developed, and we've had, you know, the advantages that an average teenager has in life experience, and then stepped into life on our own, almost maybe even like getting, in a way, kicked out of the nest and needing to hit the world on our own terms and not live with mom and dad anymore, that in some ways there is a separation from what has been. However, there's also a stepping into who you will become and what you will make of it, that the differences of who we are as energy beings in a species way is that we have access to a universal intelligence in all things. And we have the capability of bringing the energy that we need into our bodies. I mean, I kind of woke up with this cold, and I haven't had time to work with it a lot, but when I have aches and pains and, whatnot, whether it's a gnarly emotional issue or a physical issue, I work with it at the level of sitting quietly and inviting consciousness to be a part of what's happening. You know, please bring consciousness into my liver, or, you know, I guess I'm working on my sinuses this morning. It doesn't hurt anything. And what it does is it brings the realm of all possibility present for us to draw upon. And guess what? There is innate wisdom in each one of us to be able to see a sort of lighted path forward when that energy simply comes into who we are and we invite it. These are very important elements. We have to invite it because that brings consciousness. And now we have the capacity in our developmental access to do something with that. But we never knew we could do that before. So in some ways, that's the message of being a mentor, is to bring that awareness into life and weave it into the decisions and choices we make, or use it to apply heat or cold to a bruise because we didn't know how to use it and we bumped our knee and needed to heal a bit from that, because it isn't easy in this material world to walk into things. Mm-hmm. And to, how can I say, like your friend who's losing friends rapidly, that can be really painful, you know. And
yes,
we have to nurture that as well. So, I don't know. That's what comes up, is that this awareness of being energy beings and the earth being a living energy, a living being, this is what can bring us the quality and the kind of awareness and energy to get us through the toughest of times.
Mm-hmm. So let me just segue off of that, Dakey, thank you, that I got interested in studying with accessing universal intelligence because my very early life was so unknown to me. I was taken from my mother when I was not yet 3 years old, and never saw her again, and I know nothing of my family history on my mother's side, and so I knew there were things early on in my life, but I only knew like the bigger things. I did know about the abandonment issues, but I hadn't put them together. And when Daniel Rechnitzer, as you may recall, appeared on this program, he pinpointed the beliefs. This is something that we're taught to do in accessing universal intelligence, is to identify what are the beliefs that you have developed since you got here that are in your way. I think one of the beliefs he pointed out to me, for example, was that there was little or no reason to try to connect with people and get them to help me because they would have to make too many changes in themselves in order to connect, and they were willing to help me put a lid on who I was rather than to change themselves so that I could express as fully as I was capable of expressing. Well, I'd never known anybody who could tell me that, and I'd been asking people for a long time. So I decided to train, and you and I actually did our training together for most of it. And so there are other ways to get this information. This method has really worked for me, and I want to just encourage you as you listen to this show to check out Accessing Universal Intelligence at discoverui.com. There's a 2-week free membership. There are free articles. There are videos that you can watch there. There's a year-long course that you can take where you can learn to remove negative ego from yourself, these beliefs, and you can learn to connect with your own higher self, and you can learn to get an elevated perspective on things so that you can see ahead more clearly, and you can learn to tune into the higher self of other people. There are just so many wonderful things. I'm interested in parenting. Imagine teaching your child or helping your child to stay connected to his or her own higher self. Imagine being able to consult the higher self of your child if your child is having a problem or your teenager is having a problem. What wonderful information and help you can get in this way. You can also use UI in medicine, as we talked about with Lynette, or in business if you have business decisions to make. My son Jonathan took UI and has been using UI in his successful internet business. So there are very many ways you can apply it. And also, when you go to Discover UI, you can get a copy of Daniel Rechnitzer. Daniel and Sonia Rechnitzer are the co-founders of Accessing UI, and if you check the archives, you'll see that they have both been on this program, was started for and by Sonia. Now, Daniel has a book called The All-Knowing Diary, which is charged with energy so that you can start opening up and thinning the veil between the two dimensions we've been talking about today naturally and easily. So that's called The All-Knowing Diary, and Sonia's book is Natural Pain-Free Birth, A Soul's Journey to Earth. And I know on the parent education groups that I'm on and the internet, there's a lot more discussion now about being able to have two-way communication between yourself and your baby who's in utero, your baby that isn't born yet. And Sonia's book is entirely that. It's a fascinating book where on the left-hand side, she recounts what's going on in her pregnancy, and on the right-hand side, her son actually still in utero is dictating what things that she needs to watch out for, like how to maintain a proper relationship with her husband to give the child the best family to come into. So lots of really interesting things. That's discoverui.com. Wow, I'm already feeling filled up, Dakey. You got anything to add?
Well, yes, there's one thing just in adding to your commentary on or the information on UI is that the mentors trained with UI and what makes us and Daniel and Sonia so unique is an impeccable a commitment to facilitate one's own relationship with your own energy stream, to bring awareness and connectedness to oneself with one's own essence. And that is just absolute. There's nothing else going on. Everything else that is talked about or done is to facilitate that, the establishment of that rapport. And there are many things that spring out from that. I just wanted to say that. And also, I had heard that Daniel was coming back into the United States to do some work in Southern California with his focus on body and what doctors don't know is their series. I would encourage anyone who does have any desire to get clearer about their own body, whether it's healing disease or operating optimally while they're alive, check it out at Discover UI, because he is quite masterful, and it'll be a very powerful experience. That's all that comes to mind.
That's definitely true. Thanks for mentioning that. Yeah, it's astounding. And that's what I was kind of relating to as I opened up this information for myself from my infancy, is that was one of the things we were encouraged to do, is to go back through every year of our lives and our life and take a look at what we learned and what beliefs ruled the life and what was actually true instead, and so forth. And I feel like that breakthrough that I had was actually a furtherance of what I had started working on a couple of years ago when I started training with UI. And it's just wonderful. It's like if you make a commitment to grow. Now here's the interesting, I guess I have to go back further than that. When I was learning family therapy, the instructor said, listen, if you're a living thing, you've got to grow. If you don't grow, you're going to die. And that goes on for human beings. They use the example of a plant. You know, if you put a plant in a dark room and you don't give it any water or fertilizer, it'll die. And the same is true for human beings. We have to get, our fertilizer is like interacting with other people. When we get into daylight and we have opportunities, that's being out in sunshine if we were plants, you know. And through that, they were encouraging people to make a decision to grow. And I did many years ago. Well, here's the catch to that decision. The catch is, once you decide to grow, you can't stop, right? Well, in some senses, you're not stopping. You're not going to stop anyway, because you're always being pushed to grow. But the exciting part is, when you make a commitment to grow, things just keep opening up and opening up and opening up. And the good news is, the more you do it, the easier it gets. So instead of having pain and challenge and struggle, you have adventures and puzzles and joy. And that, I think, is what we're talking about and what we're hoping for other people, the people who are listening to this, and people everywhere to have. Would you agree?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It does get easier in that way because it's cumulative. You know, the more connected you are to who you are and the growing and the accomplishment and the decision is made, things become easier, not harder. Doesn't mean there isn't some heavy lifting, but really, I think what you say is very true. Yes.
All right. So it's time for us to stop, Dickie. I have really enjoyed. Thank you so much for stepping in today in Jana's place. Remember, Jana will be here on the 19th of February. And let me remind you that the website for Universal Intelligence, Accessing Universal Intelligence, is discoverui.com. And I really encourage you to go there and check out all the things that you can learn for free. You can, at this point, take an introductory course for only $25. So, Dickie, we haven't had as much opportunity to demonstrate what we can do for other people today as we've had the opportunity to explore things, I think, equally valuable, however. So thank you very much for your time and for your tireless work over the time of your life to help others. I really appreciate that about you.
Ditto. Thank you, Eileen.
All right. So next week, Professor Bill Crane will talk with me about the emotional lives of animals and children. And I just want you to know, as I read his book, I felt so filled up, and I believe that we'll all feel that way as I'm talking to him next week. So I hope you don't miss that show next Thursday, the 22nd of January at 9 a.m. Pacific time on Blog Talk Radio or emotionalpro.com. I certainly look forward to having you with us again. Paul Johnston, and we learned also Robin Johnston of Fresh Talk Media, have been our producers today. Thank you, Paul and Robin. And for now, I'm Eileen Dillon, your host, reminding you to pay attention not to what you want to overcome, but to what you want to become.
Listening to Full Power Living with Eileen Dillon.